Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar first thing daily. Then go to our audio, Turning Point Prayer Hub, 6:30 to 7 a.m. Nigeria time, every day except Sunday. And if you are subscribed to our YouTube and like our Facebook, which all listeners should do, then listen to our radio podcast daily, uploaded on our YouTube and Facebook for you. That means receiving three different ministrations. One, this audio you are listening to, the video on Prayer Hub, 6:30 to 7 a.m. via our Facebook and YouTube. Then the radio ministrations. Don't miss the three daily. Be consistent. To all our TPGF members and all listeners in other locations with different time zones to Nigeria, if you can wake up to join us live, 6:30 to 7 a.m. Nigeria time, oh, that would be good. Do so daily. But if you cannot, then as soon as you wake up, listen to the audio that you are hearing now. Then go to our YouTube, Facebook for the prayer hub of the day. Then listen to me on radio that has been uploaded on YouTube and Facebook. Do these three daily. You shall be completely transformed. Welcome to Tuesday, the 31st day in the month, which is also the last day this month. The last day in any month is not an ordinary day. Someone gets set for extraordinary divine intervention from God today on some crucial issues of life. Please open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with amen, I receive it. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 8 says, better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. Again, we see it in John chapter 7, verse 37. The last day is everyone's day. Open your hand. God will fast forward your pending blessings scheduled for this month to come to your life. There shall be no carryover. Tonight, 10 minutes to 12 to 20 or 25 minutes after 12 is our crossover vigil. I prophesy you will cross over with no carryover. By the time we step into the new month, it will be a new version of you. Get ready for the last hour's miracle. Sickness, sadness, and sorrow will never cross over with anybody into the new month. Say amen. You shall step out of the old month and move into the new month with dignity, with glory, with honor, with fresh testimonies. Say amen. I receive it. March 31 celebrant, your birthday prayers. Open your hand. Be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed also. You will mark this day yearly in peace, in power, in anointing, and prosperity. Happy birthday. Listeners, we are in the second week of our question and answer series. Send yours if you have any. First issue today, what is happening with sending money prayers to us? Please, we have not received it for some days now. Wow. Oh, no. No one should miss Turning Point every day. First, if it is late in coming, send a chat message to a fellow TPGM member, especially those ones you two have been forwarding it to, and the ones you have encouraged to register directly. Send a chat to them and say, please keep forwarding it to me until I ask you to stop, until I sort myself out. Number two, complain to your line manager and ask why. I told you Facebook has been taking or putting on hold some of our line manager's number. That's why I regularly announce that you should re-register if you are no longer receiving it regularly as before from your line manager. And it is easy. Save this number. +234-815-844-888. Save it on your WhatsApp line and send a WhatsApp message or please register me to that number you just saved up. Registration procedure will be sent to you. Follow that procedure. You'll be registered either as new member or an old member re-registering. A new line manager will be given to you. Turning Point Daily will reach you promptly with no delay. Next, I love my daddy, sir. Wisdom of God from above will never depart from you. Wow, 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 was I shouting after you finished answering the question. Daddy, you spoke my mind, sir. Both the brother and the sender asking you to prove God's existence outside of the Bible. Both of them need to rededicate their lives to Christ. God bless you more, Daddy. Wow. Next. Good day, sir. Thank you so much for your consistency. Bringing these messages to us daily, they are really blessing us. I would like to humbly suggest an idea for our daddy, Pastor Femi Emmanuel. It might be helpful to explore the use of AI in creating some of his messages. This could help reduce the strain of speaking for so long every day. For instance, he could simply write what he wants to say, and the media team can use AI tools to generate the audio using his voice. This will maintain his presence while making the process easier. Kindly consider this suggestion. If any assistance is needed in implementing this, I will be glad to help. Thank you, sir. And he gave his contact number. Wow. Let me start by thanking you and thanking and appreciating TPGM members who were so concerned when my voice was cracking and so stressed from overuse. I think the voice is healing up and coming back gradually, maybe not yet 100%. Thank you for your love and concern. Some people even advise that I should stay off talking for a month or so, that they are ready to wait. Some others said, bring other pastors and your pastor's sons to do this. Thank you so much. Yes, at a point very soon, some of my pastors and my pastor's sons will start coming on gradually. Definitely, there must be successor and there must be plan for succession. But let me come back to AI-generated audio using my voice for the messages. Let's start with that one. Let's start from that and see how far we go. Now, I agree that AI is gradually taking over. In so many places, the space is being taken over by AI. But I take a serious exemption to AI being used to preach. How will the AI know the mind of the Holy Spirit to bring rhema? How do we interpret 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21, which says in New King James Version, for prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Message Translation Bible put it this way. No prophecy ever came by human initiative. When it was conveyed, it was spoken by men who were carried along by the Holy Spirit. Listen to how the Amplified Translation of the Bible rendered it. For no prophecy was ever made by an act of human will, but men moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God. Wow, they spoke from God. No human initiative. It is what wrong from human mind. This was how the scripture we are reading was received. How then can AI know the mind of the Holy Spirit to speak God's mind that came on every preacher or teacher, genuine one, speak by inspiration? I know that many AI generated preachings and teachings are all over there in the social media. But please check it. It will be so artificial and superficial, lacking no power, lacking no effect. It is the presence of God and the inspiration of God on his vessels that make us speak under divine inspiration and speak the mind of the Holy Spirit with power to affect, to impact our listeners. I want other preachers on this platform, other mature Christians on this platform. Let's speak to this. This is a serious issue. Are we learning? Can we begin to use AI to preach the mind of the Holy Spirit, the mind of God? Once again, I want to thank my brother or my sister, my son or my daughter who suggested this. Now, but let's speak to it. I know books have been written through AI-generated authors, and they just put the name of the author. Will such book have impact in life? Please, let's speak to this. I am waiting. Right? Tomorrow, we will do more. Rebroadcast this to all on your contact. Please do so. Let them hear what you are hearing. Let us also learn all this, and let's extend TPGF to them. Today, Tuesday, March 31, 10 minutes to 12, to 20 or 25 minutes after 12, is our monthly 30 minutes crossover vigil. Set your alarm clock on your handset to 11:30 p.m. if you sleep early. No one should miss crossover later today. via our YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. If you don't know how to connect, send a chat to your line manager to see you through or to our media director on +234 803 232 2276. Remember to sow a good seed, any kind, to somebody tomorrow, first day of the month. That's our practice. Pray over it. God will return it back to you in multiples. Pay your tithe and sow your seed. Month is ending. If you are a monthly tither and see sower, do so with joy, giving thanks to God. You can still sow your 333 seed before the day is over. From tomorrow, April 1, it shall be seed of 4444, 44,444 naira, 44 kobo, 40,000, 30,000, 20,000, 10,000, 444 naira, 4,444 naira, 44 kobo, all is equivalent for all of us in diaspora. Many listeners have even started doing their own since yesterday. Amazing. Thank God for the tithing, soul seeing, sacrificial, and giving grace upon TPGL members worldwide. That is why I know God is taking us to greater heights in all areas we are. Do yours as God gives you the grace. The seed of 7,500 or its equivalent for marketers, for sellers, for traders is still on, even into the new month. Do yours if your faith connects to it. You will see God's wonders in action. I speak to everyone's life. You are ending this month under divine power. You are stepping into the month of April, the month of power, the month of Easter, the month of resurrection. The Lord bless you mightily. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day. Bye.